At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Which players did stand out to us? Which players did we like? Which players did we think improved their chances at either making the roster or having a more significant role on the roster? So we talked about a couple guys already. Is there anybody who immediately jumps out to you?
To improve their chances to make the roster?
Or yes. Just to be more featured in the roster or have a better chance of getting on the field?
I don't know about that right now. I'm going to go to a guy that I just think that really helped his cause, Laviska Shenault.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I think Laviska Shenault helped his cause in the return game as a receiver. I think Laviska Shenault was kind of an afterthought here, especially after he hadn't been at camp for a little while. We've been talking about the return game, and I'm the number one, you know, Brandon Codrington truther here, no doubt. And I've been telling everybody, and I still think he's making the team as the punt returner, but I do give space now for maybe the fact that they gave Shenault a punt return tells me there is a possibility that maybe he could kind of squeeze in and they say Codrington doesn't do enough for us on defense. Shenault can help us on offense.
Yeah, I like that one. I think that's a good one. I'm going to go with a pair of rookie defensive linemen who both flashed throughout the game with TJ Sanders and Deanne Walker. I was really impressed with TJ Sanders on a couple reps that he had. He was just winning. And I think that that's really good to see from somebody that young. One of them didn't matter because that was the touchdown pass from Jackson Dart, but he got there immediately and won his battle. And then a couple plays later in a different drive in that same quarter, Deanne Walker won his battle at the line, added down a pass. Like, his size is just so noticeable, even in game action, which is good. So I liked what we saw from both of those guys. I thought that was impressive. We, of course, talked about Tyrell Shavers a little bit earlier. I think that's a good thing. I think I think he makes the team. Is that crazy?
Okay, so then it comes down to, okay, here's a guy. Let's talk about Elijah Moore.
He didn't have a catch. Didn't have a catch.
I mean, but is that because it just didn't happen? Or are we have we been overvaluing his potential spot on this team?
Well, Elijah Moore, once again, this is not something on the sideline because the perspective you would immediately notice, but on the 3rd and 15 on the Bills' first offensive drive, it looked like he was wide open. And Trubisky checked it down to Kincaid for a 10-yard gain that had no chance of going for a first down. And the day for Elijah Moore is completely different if he has a huge catch up the middle on the first drive with the starters. So when these guys, when the Bills are going through all of the film these next couple days and looking at what they saw, do you knock Elijah Moore for not getting the ball thrown to him, even though he probably would have had a huge gain? Probably not.
The question a coach is going to ask is, did he win his rep? Did he do what he was supposed to do individually on that play? And if it's a resounding yes, that's a huge in his favor, obviously.
It's more likely to me that they cut Elijah Moore than Curtis Samuel because of the money.
100%, I agree.
Because of the money tied to it. What they need to figure out is if they're going to keep 5 or 6 wide receivers. Is Curtis Samuel healthy? Because if Curtis Samuel isn't healthy, you could get creative with some sort of like IR thing, and then you could have him on IR, and then you could have Tyrell Shavers on the roster, and then when he comes back, you could figure it out and do a little bit of gymnastics. But I just feel like Shavers brings them a little bit of something that their other kind of middle guys don't. Like, there were similarities in Shakir's game and Elijah Moore's game and Curtis Samuel's game. And I don't want to put them all in one bucket because they're still different players. But Shavers isn't really like anybody. I guess a little bit like Palmer and a little bit like Coleman. But it just feels like every time they need him, he does something good, which is a good thing.